Fighters, I want to invite you to check out our Contractor Sales Pro Facebook group. It's a free group, and it's a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices so that you can level up your sales game and be a badass sales professional in the construction industry. So go ahead and head to thecontractorfight.com/salespro, and you will have a link that takes you directly to that Facebook group. Go ahead and fill out a couple membership questions, come into the group, and level up your sales game.
Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to talk about being overwhelmed. And unlike normally on Friday Fails, where I kind of drag myself through the mud about how I've fucked myself over in the past, today's not about me, but it is about three people that I've come across today alone. They're all suffering from various levels of overwhelm with some very common reasons behind it. So I thought I'd share that. The first on the chopping block is my son, Nico. He's almost 17 years old, and the kid's got a fuckload on his plate for a teenager, and he's learning some pretty hard life lessons right now. So aside from going to being a sophomore at a really difficult prep school and trying to get his driver's license testing and everything done, he also opted to be on varsity track and work with essentially a full-time job working tables at night at a restaurant. And this morning I was taking him to school, and first he wasn't getting up, and I looked at my wife like, where the fuck is this kid? We're going to miss school. I got to get going, get my day started. He's like, oh, he's sleeping. He came in last night when he came home from work at 11:30 and said he's going to be too tired for school. And of course, being hard-ass dad that wants to teach my kids lessons, I was like, fuck that. Pay a lot of money for him to go to the school. He's got obligations and he's going. So he rustled him out of bed, got him in the truck, and tried to give him a little life lesson about responsibility and living up to your obligations and not just quitting like he was doing, sleeping in. And he had like the pouty teen face on, of course. And I kind of just ascribed that to him being just a little bitch in the moment. But he quickly fell asleep in the truck. And by the time we got to school, I tried to wake him up and like three times rousing him, I was trying to rouse the dead. And I realized that I had screwed up myself and the kid was completely shattered. And so I turned around, brought him back home and threw him into bed, and he's slowly recovering. The second instance of this I came across today was one of my one-to-one impact customers, kind of doing a state of the dude follow-up accountability call today. And he was kind of just off his game. And this particular guy, when he starts to get stressed out, tends to get some anxiety. And when he gets anxious, leads to procrastination, which then just leads to a self-fulfilling prophecy. And in this case, the root of it was, you know, it's springtime. He runs a seasonal business. So the phones start lighting up. A couple months ago, sales are going. He's running pretty hot and heavy, just making sure his marketing's on point, that his quoting and everything is going balls to the walls. And then production, of course, starts up, and that adds another layer of stress. And suddenly he's running at full speed for 1 month, 2 months, going on 3 months. And like all of us, they're human. We kind of stumble at one point because we just kind of we hit the rev limiter. And when that happens, he kind of fell out of his daily ways and things started going sideways. The negative self-talk crept in, and the overwhelm was firmly rooted. And another one-to-one client that I was speaking with today has a similar issue. He's dealing with an admin that quit about two and a half weeks ago. All that work fell on his shoulders, in addition to trying to hire her replacement, in addition to running his two businesses on top of that. And when we're speaking today, super frustrated with himself, you know, slept in, missed an estimate deadline as a result of it, didn't do his self-care exercise, and now has a schedule full of obligations to people that he really wasn't into doing, but the whole week just kind of crescendoed where it's at, and not being able to say no to some people. He's just got himself in a world of hurt of being overscheduled, no free time to take care of himself, and just a huge laundry list of shit on his plate. So What are the commonalities that these three guys and possibly yourself and certainly myself on many occasions were in this position? And the commonality of it is it really comes down to time management. And that's something that, well, my son didn't mention it because he's a teenager and just thinks the world is hard, but my two grown-ass clients brought it up, the question of like, how do I manage my time better? And there's three things that Tom taught me years ago that I do a pretty damn good job of maintaining on a regular basis, but like all humans, I have faults and I fall off the wagon every once in a while with them. But the first key thing for time management is routine. And routines sound really boring. They sound just like kind of Groundhog Day, living the same thing. But for me, it's those. We always talk about winning the moments, winning the small little steps to get momentum. It's way easier to have those small wins than trying to do some big-ass win. It takes a lot more effort to do a big win, and it's a lot more black and white failure where these small little things just kind of keep stacking on each other. So whether that's getting up in the morning and doing a quick meditation, or I personally read from a book called The Daily Stoic and kind of read this philosophy lesson and just kind of think about that for a little bit as I go into my day. And so whatever you got, whether it's working out, taking your dog for a walk, hanging out with your wife or one of your kids or something like that, hold yourself accountable to that and just get into a routine where you start your day, you start off with some quick little wins, and you get momentum going right from the start. The key to doing that brings us to our second point of time management, and that's time blocking. You know, everyone has times that they're more effective than others at certain tasks. For myself, I'm good in the morning to bang out my invoices and any admin type of stuff. So before 10, I do nothing but that. And the reason being that as soon as I start my truck and I leave my driveway, my day goes completely sideways. I can be hijacked at any moment by the crews calling, vendors, something here with the fight, whatever it is. Once I get out of my little self-imposed bubble at 10 o'clock, it's aces wild. And I really have no standard for myself of what's going to get done at that point, because I feel like I am just being carried by the winds of the day. So if you got important things on your schedule, whether it's a team meeting, something for yourself, which is always overlooked by people, working out, meditating, reading, whatever that is, time with your family, block that stuff out on your calendar so you can't get automatically filled in by your Calendly link, or so you just don't have some sense of obligation to others. Fill that time. I know I personally always give away myself before others and I screw myself over as a result. So once I started blocking my calendar out, the calendar that I live by, suddenly I can't do that because the time's just not available to cram that shit into my world. And then the final aspect of time management is prioritizing your tasks. Often there's a list of shit that I look at what has to get done. I look at my day. I look at what of my day is available due to the time blocking. And I'm like, I'm never going to get all of this stuff done in the time allocated for it. And so what I do is I write down my list and I just circle the things that are important to me. And then I look at those things that are really important, what fits into my schedule. And everything that doesn't fit in my schedule that day either gets bumped to the next day, or more often than not, I realize it's just bullshit that either somebody else could do or isn't important whatsoever. So just to recap, the three key elements of time management and avoiding overwhelm, in my opinion, is have a routine and follow it. Block your time out so you make sure you make time for the important things in your day and be very and honor that obligation again. And then finally, prioritize the tasks that have to get done and only focus on the things that fit within the time blocking and in with your routine. So with that, I hope that helps you with a little bit of the overwhelm as the season is in full swing. Thanks for joining us. See you next week on Friday Fails.